of paragraph Lamed Aleph. In the standard 8-volume sets, it should be Daf Reish Yud, the left-hand column, somewhere in the middle. Rav Nosson Zal says, Avol zeh lav kol adam zeche. But to be able to do what we just described, in terms of the Tikkun HaTzimtzum, not every person is zeuche to this. Kiim b'koyach hatzadikim hagedolim sheyoidem soid ze lomkoi. It's only with the help of the great tzadikim who know this secret in its full depth. Sheheim yecholim loira b'nei odom b'tshuva. They're the ones who have the ability to inspire people to tshuva. Ulechazek es kol echod, to encourage every individual. Ulehalois kol minei hisoirus bialma. Kol nekuda nekuda toiva, and to elevate every iota of his oirus that takes place in the world, every nekuda toiva that's found in every person, ulasaken alideze kelim nifloim, and thereby to be able to prepare wondrous kelim, boifen sheistaken kol echod b'yeser seis, in a manner that every single person and every single keli should be corrected, rectified, and elevated, and improved. Al kein be'emes, mi sheroitz alochus al chayov, tzorech lechapes ulevakesh kol yomov, chayinaf sheilonetzach. Therefore, any person who really cares about themselves has to search their entire life to find the eternal success of their soul, of their nefesh. Meaning, sheyizke limtzoi tzadik kozeh, sheyuchal lasik b'tikun hakanal. To be zeuche, to find a tzadik who's capable and qualified of being involved in my tikun, and bringing about my complete tikun. V'achipus v'abakosh b'yatzmoi hi toiv gedoyla ma'oid elov lonetzach. And the search itself that the person does is a tremendous benefit to the person eternally. Afilu im kilkel kamoy shekilkel, even if the person messed up, no matter how much they messed up. Ki Hashem yisporach v'tzadikei emes oiskim b'tikun nafshos Yisrael tomid. Because Hashem and the true tzadikim are always involved in the tikun of the souls of Klal Yisrael. Rak I efsher, however, it's impossible for Hashem and or the Tzadikim to be able to achieve this without some initiative from us. Alkein, take if sheyesh eze hisoirus bialma, heim oisem yizeh tikunim niflom v'kanal. Therefore, whenever an individual Jew or Jews show some initiative, they make some move towards Hashem, the tzaddikim and Hashem are able to make tremendous, wondrous tikkunim out of that. V'zeh ma'asham razal, this is what the Medrash says in Shir HaShirim, Shashem Yisborach mevakesh, pischuli kemachad sidkis, v'ani eftach lochem kepesach shalulayim. Give me an opening like the opening of a needle hole, and I'll open something so wide, I'll make something incredibly large out of it. And one of the most important ingredients in making all of this happen is the efforts of the tzaddikim. Because of the fact that there were already very great tzaddikim in the world, and these tzaddikim succeeded in destroying their evil inclination completely, their bad evil desires, upalu ma shepalu, and they accomplished what they accomplished, vezochlu ma shezoch, and they achieved what they achieved, al yidei avodosam, through their serving Hashem, al yidei isarusa delesata shelohem betachlis hashlemus. These are people who fulfilled their obligation of isarusa delesata to the fullest extent. Al kein osu kelim nifloim v'noiroim oid. Therefore, these tzaddikim succeeded in creating incredible kelim sheyicholim lohoyel ulesaken kol hakilkulim shebolim rachman alitzlan, which have the ability to help and correct all kinds of problems, all kinds of mistakes that every individual Jew has made or is making, and all of Klal Yisrael rachman alitzlan. Rak afal piken, however, Rav Nosson Zal reiterates, Tzrichin Eze Hisleirus Bialmo Shelodon Biatzmoi. There still is a requirement that the person himself has to show some initiative. Kibli Shum Hisleirus Klal Efsher Lesaknoi Koroi. Because without the person showing initiative and making some kind of move, it's impossible for the tzaddik to really correct that person and perfect that person. V'al kol ponim shlo yeletz v'choylek u'misnaged aloisik b'tikunoi. But at least the barest minimum requirement is that the person should not be against the tzaddik, against those who are involved in correcting him and perfecting him. Kemoy shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya Novi, v'ato al tisloitzetsu, and now at least don't make fun, don't mock the tzaddikim. Uchsiv, and there's another pasuk in Mishlei, v'toyavas le'odom letz. It's despicable for a person to be a letz. Letz means the person who mocks religion or mocks anything that's important, that's significant in religion. We know that the Shechina, the spirit of Hashem, is referred to as Chashmal, the light of Chashmal. And there's a Gemara that says that there are four categories of people that will not be able to have any contact with the Shechina, with the spirit of Hashem. These four are people that show Chanufa, flatterers, the wrong type of flatterers, people who flatter when it's inappropriate. The next category is Shakronim, liars. The third category is Mesaprei Lashon Hara, people who speak Lashon Hara. And the fourth category is Leitzonim, people who make Leitzonus. And the Meforshim tell us that these four the first letters of these four categories, Chanufa, Sheker, Mesaprei Lashon Hara, and Leitzonus, spell the word Chashmal, to show that these are diametrically opposed to the light of the Shechina. And this item of Leitzonus specifically, we know that in Judaism, Simcha is one of the most important prerequisites in Yiddishkeit. The Gemara says that the Shechina will not associate with a person unless the person is in a happy frame of mind. But as positive an item as Simcha is, Leitzonus is a perversion of that. Leitzonus is making fun out of something that deserves major respect. Those kind of items that a person is not permitted to make fun of, which means especially tzaddikim and or mekayim sagdoshim, sforim, or any dovar shebikdusha. And this is one of the items that's emphasized very much in Rabbeinu Zal Sforim, how much a Jew has to be super careful never ever to cross that line of mocking or showing any leitzanos to any item of kedusha. V'ze kol tikvosenu v'nechmosenu al churban beis hamikdash. Rabbi Nosson says this is our entire hope and consolation over the destruction of the beis hamikdash. Ki me'acha shekvar hoyo habeis hamikdash, because once the beis hamikdash already existed in this world, afal pi shenechrav shnei pomim, even though it was destroyed twice, afal pi kein me'acha shekvar hoyo or beis hamikdash boilam, afal pi shenechrav v'nestalek nishar shimu. Once that light was in the world, even though it was destroyed and it left, we know that some of that light, an imprint of that light, has definitely remained. V'ato kol tikvosenu shaydei ze daiko yibone habeis hamikdash b'tikunim nifloim yoiser. And now our whole hope is the fact that we know that the third and final beis hamikdash will be rebuilt, and it'll be much, much higher than the first two, much greater than the first two. As the pasuk says in Chagai, ki godol yihye kevoid habayis hazeh ha'achroin me'orishoin. The glory of the final Beis HaMikdash will be far greater than the ones preceding it. Kemoy habal malocha, kisheroitze la'aseis kli niflo b'li shum chisoroin, just like an artist or an artisan, when the person wants to make a creation that should be perfect without any flaws, she'i efsher she'teitze b'shleimus b'pam rishon. Usually it's just about impossible to get it perfect on the first try. V'al kein hu oisa oisa, the person makes one production, the shoivra, then they destroy it, they tear it up, if it's an architect, or they break it, the choyzer voisa, and then they make it over, the chen kam upon him, they do it over several times, ad shemezak hakoroi, until the person has purified it, has corrected it, gotten all the bugs out of it, shetetze la'oyer kertsoino bishlemus, so that the final product should be 100% satisfactory. Kemoikein kaviochel Hashem yisborach, so too with Hashem, the pasuk says, "Hein kol ele yifal keil pamayim sholoshim gever." That kaviochol, Hashem also, even though Hashem is the epitome of perfection, for our benefit, in order to set an example for us, Hashem kaviochol makes it appear as if He's doing it over again and again to get it to perfection. This also explains the concept that's mentioned in the Gemara and the Medrash, that when Hashem originally created the world, created, destroyed, until He came out with the final product, kaviyachol. This is also the secret of the Shviras HaKelim and the correction of those Kelim, as is explained in the Sifrei Kabbalah. V'yafal pikein, and despite V'yafal pi she'ein mi she'yasik V'yovin kol ze kiem gedoyle gedoyle atzadikim, and despite the fact that the only ones who really understand this fully are the greatest of tzadikim, achzois tzrichen leida hakoil. However, there's something that all of us have to realize: she'kol zman she'ha'odam misoyer be'eze hisoyerus bi'alma. As long as a person is willing to and able to show some initiative, a drop of effort even, there is hope for that person with the help of the true tzaddikim. This is what the pasuk means when it says in Chumash Dvorim, you will return to Hashem, from all the distant places that Hashem has put you, and even if you'll find yourself removed, you'll find yourself at the other end of the world, Hashem will gather you in from there, and Hashem will purify your heart. The Torah testifies that from all the furthest places that Klal Yisrael or an individual Jew will drift far, far away from Hashem, Hashem will help, will return that person, and Hashem will turn everything around for the good. This is also what the pasuk says in Tehillim, Toshev Enoish Adako, that a Jew can and will return to Hashem, ad dako, ad derducho shel nefesh, even when the person's soul is in the lowest of places. Vatoimer shuvo bnei Adam, Hashem announces, return to me, people. Ki kol zman shodom chay al pnei adama, yesh loy koyach lesakin hakoil, bekoyach hatzadiki emes, sheyecholon lafoich kol hayeridos la'aliyos, kol havoinos leschuyos. Because as long as a person is still physically living in this world, the person has the ability to correct everything with the help of the true tzaddikim that have the ability to change all yiridos into aliyos, to convert all sins to mitzvos. Exactly. Ki oisna yidei ze daika kelim nifloim lekabel ha'oyer ein soif koroi bebchinas nal. Because through this process of taking people who are very far from Hashem, people who have fallen, and bringing them back, by doing that, these tzaddikim create wondrous vessels which have the ability to receive Hashem's infinite light properly. Rako iker sheyishma ledevrayim Ve'yelech bedarcheyem me'ato al kol ponim. However, it's critical that the person, the individual, accept the authority of the tzaddik, and that from now, from the point in time that they meet up with the tzaddik, and they start going under the guidance of the tzaddik, that they follow his instructions carefully, v'salek chachmosai kiloin yolei shum sechel, and for the person to be able to put aside his own intellect, as if he has no intellect, rak yevatel daitoi legamri negdom, but rather to put his knowledge and his intellect aside completely, and follow the instructions of the tzaddik with the utmost of simplicity. Shezeh b'chinas ki atem hama'at, as the pasuk says about Klal Yisrael, you are the smallest of the nations. B'chinas man de'iuzer hurav, and as we quoted from the Zohar Kodesh, that one who is small is really great, meaning that one who will have the ability, when a person finds themselves in that kind of situation where they realize that they're very far from Hashem, and they meet up with a true tzaddik, at that point, the person has to be prepared to really humble themselves, to really bend down and allow, put the tzaddik in the driver's seat and have him direct exactly what steps I take in order to be able to correct what I need to correct. Paragraph Lamed Gimel. Vehine mevoyer le'el, we had explained earlier, shemitzvas achilas matzah, how the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach represents the tikkun hatzimtzum. V'alkein ikar hachilik shebein chometz l'matzah hi ba'ois hei kamuva. Now Rav Nosson Zal says we can also understand why it's brought in the Zohar HaKodesh that the difference between chometz and matzah is the difference between the letter ches and the letter hey, the chametz and matzah both share the letters mem and tzaddik. The letter chametz has a ches, and the letter hey, the word matzah has the letter hey instead. Sheze bechinas ein bein chametz lematzah elamashu. This is where the Torah tells us that the difference between chametz and matzah is a fraction. It's a tiny droplet. Number one, it could be a fraction in time, a moment in time that differentiates between the dough being qualified to be matzah or it fermenting, crossing that line and becoming chametz. But here also we find that in the way the words are written, the word matzah and the word chametz, the difference between the letter ches and the letter hey is a mashehu. It's a tiny speck of ink that changes the letter hey into a ches. Shehu amashu shel cholalahei, v'chol zehu b'chinas tikkunat tzimtzum anal hamavur b'toranal. All of this is tied into the concept of the tikkunat tzimtzum that's mentioned in Torah Mem Tes and Likutim Ran that this halach is based on. Ki mavur shom shekol zehu b'chinas hei, because in that chapter in Likutim Ran, Rabbeinu Zal elaborates how the whole concept of tzimtzum is tied into the letter hei. Ki dalet hoisa v'schazrus v'nasis hei. Rabbeinu Zal there shows, and we discussed this earlier in this halacha, how the malchus starts out as a letter dalet and then becomes a hei by adding a yud to it, by adding that foot of the hei, that other piece of the hei, which is shaped like the letter yud. Ayin Shom, look over there in chapter 49 in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this. V'zeh b'chinas matzah shenikreis lechem oini. And this is also the concept behind why matzah is referred to as lechem oini. She'ikar kedushasa b'chinas ha'hei, hainu anal. Because the essence of matzah, the most important aspect of matzah, is that letter hey, as we said earlier. U'bishvil zeh nikras lechem oini. And this is why it's called lechem oini. Ki dalet hoisa Lushin Dalid, Lushin Dalovania, Kamashim of Orsham. Because the letter hey starts out as a Dalid, and the word Dalit is Miloshin Dalus, poverty, poor. Ki Iker Hatikun Hubebchinas Tshuva. Because Rabbeinu Zal had explained in that chapter in the Kutumran that the Iker Tikun is dependent on Tshuva. The Hainu Kishem is Gabra Molov Hamashova Isroes Shem Tipshus Halev. When a person feels themselves being attacked by bad thoughts, which are the foolishness of the heart, Sheze Ikaro Huanius Vadalis. That's the ultimate poverty. That's the real poverty. Ki ein oni elemen adas, because the Gemara says in the Dorim that real poverty is poverty of the mind, when a person is poor in intelligence, in seichel, which means, as far as what we're speaking about, a person who, instead of thinking proper thoughts and healthy thoughts and good thoughts, is thinking the other kind of thoughts. Ve'oz hi bechinas dalit. And when that's going on, when a person is thinking the wrong kind of thoughts, then their machshava is in the status of dalit. Ukeshemezgaber umekadish machshavtoi nasis hei. And when the person overcomes those bad thoughts and they rise to thinking only proper thoughts and good thoughts, then their machshava goes from dalit to hei. It becomes a hei. Shezebechinas ha-hei shel matzah. This is the letter hei of the word matzah. Ki matzah bechinas machshavois kedoshois hepech chimutz hamoyach b'machshavois rois chas v'sholom. K'moy shemavur b'hatoyra b'chatzoitz rois b'simen hei. Because Rav Nosson Zal tells us that matzah represents holy thoughts, good thoughts, the opposite of when a person's mind is perverted, when they're thinking bad thoughts, which is referred to in the Torah as chimutz hamoyach, a spoilage of the brain, where the mind is fermented. You know, it's spoiled, that concept of spoilage, with bad thoughts, as is discussed in chapter 5 in the first half of Likutei Moran. Shematzo b'chinas goar chayas kone, dahainu ma shegoyerim b'machshova yisroes ayin shom. There in chapter 5 in the first half of Likutei Moran, Rabbein Zal explains that matzah represents a Jew battling against the chayas koneh, against the evil thoughts. Rabbein Zal shows there how the chayas koneh represents Esav, the sitrachra, the hirhurim roim in a person's mind. Now, Rav Nosson Zal adds, and this is also why we find in the Haggadah that we say on Pesach at the Seder, we begin with the words, Ho lachmo anyo. This is the poor man's bread. Veze bechinas matzah prusa. And this is also why we specifically break the matzah. We eat a broken piece of matzah when we make the moitzi matzah. As the Gemara says, ma darkoi sheloni beprusa. Just as a poor man is used to eating broken pieces of bread, so too we at the Seder take a whole matzah and we break it, and then we eat the broken matzah. Ki ikar hatikun hu daiko kesheyotzen me'anias v'dalos shu chisor nadas l'kedushas hadas. Because the main tikun of a person is when the person is zoiche to leave the poverty, which we're referring to here as represents chisor nadas, lack of intelligence, or a misplaced intellect where the person's mind is in the wrong places, and to bring it over to kedushas hadas, to bring one's mind over to thinking proper thoughts and holy thoughts. Sheze ikra hatikun hatoli bohodom shubchinas esarusa delasata. This is the main tikun that's dependent on the individual person. This is the esarusa delasata. This is the initiative that has to come from me. Dehainu keshemizgabra molav hamachshava yisroes v'hu meshabron o mekadesh machshavtoi. When the person is being attacked by all kinds of bad thoughts, wrong thoughts, and the person overcomes them and replaces them with good thoughts. Oz daiko nizgale malchusi yisborach b'shleimus. Then the kingdom of Hashem is elevated and is revealed and broadcasted in its highest form. Va'oz daiko yesh l'shnei batim aliyah. And that's when the bias, the lower bias and the upper bias, are elevated in a big way, as we discussed earlier. Shekol ze hu bechinas hei dalet havis v'schazres v'nase hei kanal. This is the concept of what the Zohar Kodesh says, that the hei was a dalet at one point, and then it was restored, it was corrected and improved and elevated to become a hei. Sheze bechinas matzah lechem oini sheikra kedushosi bechinas heyanal. This is the concept of the matzah, this poor man's bread, which is elevated to a hay. It's interesting to note, I had the privilege of being at the Seder of my father-in-law, my rabbi, Zichron Avrocha, Rabbi Rosenfeld Zal, and when he spoke about this, we say, Holach Manya, this is the poor man's bread, Di Acholu Avosono Barad Mitzrayim, which our forefathers ate when they were in Egypt. The word Di is a Dalid and a Yud. And as we're showing that we recognize that this hay, which symbolizes the Malchus of Hashem, is actually two parts. It's Di, Dalid and Yud. And it starts out as a Dalid. And then when we're zeichet to Tikkun HaMachshova, which is represented by the letter Yud, just like Rabbeinu Zal brings in Likutei Moran, that if you take a look, when the Jews were crossing the Red Sea and they said the Shira Sayam begins with the words Oz Yoshir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael. So Rashi HaKadosh says over there, it should have said Oz Shor Moshe, then Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jews sang, or are singing. Yoshir is future tense. Then they will sing. Yoshir is will sing. So Rashi says that the Yosh Yud al Shem HaMachshova Nemra, that the letter Yud there represents Machshova, with a thought for the future. And Rabbeinu Zal brings this many times, that Yud represents Machshova, Chochma, Machshova de Gdusha. And it's this Yud, when a person is zeichet to Tikkun HaMachshova, that gets put into the Dalit and converts it to a hay. That's Mashlem and Mesakein, the Malchus of Hashem, the Malchus de Gdusha. And when my father-in-law, Zichron Avrocha, performed the yachatz, yachatz is where we break the middle matzah. And everybody knows that you're supposed to break it not exactly evenly, but rather that there should be a larger piece and a smaller piece. My father-in-law, quoting the Arizal, said that you break it, you try to form the shape of the letter hey. That the larger piece, you try to break out a small piece in as like lamatz, the shmura matzah is generally circular. You picture as if that circular matzah is divided into four sections, into four quadrants, and you're breaking out the bottom left-hand quarter. You're breaking out that piece to make it into the shape of a hay, so that the larger piece is shaped sort of like a dalet, and that bottom piece, the smaller piece, is shaped sort of like a yud. Paragraph Lamed Dalet, Rav Nosson Zal says, Gam ma shemavor le'el binyan kiddush ha'chodesh, shehu tikkun pegimas halavona, going back to what we discussed earlier about the mitzvah of kiddush ha'chodesh, which represents the tikkun of the deficiency and the defectiveness of the moon. Tzrichen levayer oid al pi haTorah anal. We need to clarify that further also based on chapter 49 in Likutei Moran. Sheze bechinas ma shebesoif kishoi nispaisa halavono, omra shem yisborach hoviu olai kaporo al shemiyatati esayoreach. Rav Nosson Zal goes back to the Gemara that he quoted much earlier, where the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Samach, mentions a discussion between Hashem and the moon, where the moon came and complained that it's impossible to have two leaders sharing a crown. It's impossible to have the sun and the moon be of equal stature. And Hashem said, okay, fine. Then you shrink. And Hashem lowered the light of the moon. And then the moon complained, why me? Just because I came up with a rational question, what I do so bad? Hashem said, you're right. I'll give you the stars as compensation. And the Gemara there describes a whole negotiation that took place between Hashem and the moon. And in the end, Hashem said finally, you know what? You're right. And because of my mistake, in a sense, because of what my injustice here, I'll have Klal Yisrael bring a korban every single month. On Rosh Chodesh, when the new moon is being initiated, the Jews will bring a korban to atone for my injustice, kaviyachol, as if. Havi olai kapora, that's the sir izim lechatos lashem, as it says in the pasuk. A goat that's brought as an offering to atone for Hashem, kaviyachol. Hainu sheomar lo, Hashem was saying to the moon, she'i'efshir lesakin hadovor kiim al yidei Yisrael. Hashem was saying that in order for this to be corrected, it's dependent on Bnei Yisrael. Shehem bozeh ho'ilam abchira, Shehem daiko tzrichen lechaper ulesaken inyan zeh shel pkimas halavona. They're the ones who have to do something to correct this situation. They're bringing this korban on Rosh Chodesh. Shehi b'chinas pegam hatzimtzum anal. To correct this pegam hatzimtzum. Ki kaviyochol Hashem yisborach bi'atzmoi yev shel esaknoi. Hashem was implying as if I can't do this myself. With everything I try to do to compensate you, it's not going to correct this. It's not going to fully correct this. It's dependent on Klal Yisrael. Ki ikar hatikun walidei yisarusa de l'saita daika. Because as we mentioned before many times, the main tikkun is dependent on the initiative from below, from earth, from earthlings, from human beings who have bechira. Ki ikar pegam atzimtzum shal yidei ze hoisa shvira shemisham kol apegomim hakoil hoyo machma shalo yhoyo az yisarusa de l'saita kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, what caused the problem to begin with, what caused the imperfection in the tzimtzum that took place at the beginning of creation, and what resulted in the shvira and everything, was all because there was no isarusa de lasato at that time. At the beginning of creation, there was no isarusa de lasato because there was no world, there was no man, there was nobody to make an isarusa de lasato. Umishom hoisa pegimas halavona kanal. That's what brought about the defect in the moon. Alkein, yefshel esakein, kimal yidei bnei adam atachtoinim. Therefore, it's impossible to correct this other than via man. Shezeu bechinas haviu alai kapora al shemayat et yaseirech. This is where kavyochel Hashem says that bnei Yisrael will bring an atonement for me for the fact that I decrease the light of the moon. Ki kavyochel Hashem yizborach yefshel esakein, ki behechrich sheyia isarus l'sata. Meaning again that Hashem can't do this by himself. There must be isarusa de l'sata. V'zeh ma'ashem v'ur'aleil. This also ties into what we explained earlier. She'ikar hatikun b'rosh shana. That of the entire year, the highest level of tikun takes place on Rosh Hashanah. Ki Rosh Hashanah hu b'rosh chodesh. She'oz oimer Hashem yizborach haviu alai kapora. Because Rosh Hashanah takes place on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. On that day when Hashem says that the Jews will atone for me. Vehu shoyresh ha-tshuva. And Rosh Hashanah is the beginning, the foundation of tshuva. Ki oz hu yoim rishon la'aseres yimei tshuva. Because Rosh Hashanah is the day that kicks off the 10 days of tshuva. Kama shemavur kol zeh ba'toyra mishpotim b'simen yud likutim ran chelek aleph. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 10, in the first half of Likut Imran, towards the end of that chapter, where he speaks about Rosh Chodesh being the Shoyrish of Tshuva, and also Batorah Tiku Aleph, Belikute Tanino, Simon Aleph Ein Shom, and also at the end of the first chapter and the second half of Likut Imran, where there also Rabbeinu Zal highlights the fact, he elaborates on the point that Rosh Hashanah had to be on Rosh Chodesh. V'alkein oz oiskim atzadikim im kol anilvim aleim lahamshich tikun atzimtzumim anal bebechinas esarus lesata. And this is why on Rosh Hashanah specifically, the tzadikim and all those that are attached to them are involved in bringing about the tikun atzimtzum via esarus lesata. Sheze bechinas tikun pegim asalvona. This means affecting a tikun for the pegam of the moon. Shebozé tolui tikun kol ha'olamos kayadua umuvim b'sforim, whereby the tikun of all the worlds is dependent on this, is dependent on the tikun of Mi'ilei Alavona, the tikun atzimtzum, the isarusa d'lasato that takes place on Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Hashanah. Paragraph Lamed Hei, v'ze b'chinas shavuos. This is tied into the Yontif of Shavuos, b'chinas Kabbalas HaTorah. Ki chaga Shavuos hu b'bchinas tfilas ha-mincha. Because Shavuos corresponds to the tfilah of mincha. Ki ze yodua she'shloisha regolim hem b'chinas Avram Yitzhak Yaakov. It's known that the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, correspond to Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Pesach b'chinas Avraham. Pesach corresponds to Avram Avinu, This is why the opening line in the Seder on the night of Pesach is, Kol dichven yesev yechel, whoever wants is invited to come and join my table. Kol ditzruch yesev yifsech, whoever needs, come join me in my Korban Pesach. This was the banner of Avram Avinu, Hachnosas Orchim. His house was wide open to receive guests. Shavuos Bechinas Yitzchok. Shavuos represents Yitzchok Avinu. We know that the Torah was given on Har Sinai Bekoil Shofar, with the sound of the shofar. The shofar is the symbol of Yitzchok Avinu, the ram that replaced him at the Akedah. And we know that the Shavuos, it says that the mountain was on fire. It was raging fire and smoke, fire and brimstone. That's all the symbol of Yitzchok. Yitzchok is called Pachad Yitzchok. Sukkos Bechinas Yaakov. Sukkos represents Yaakov Avinu. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says, V'Yaakov Nosa Sukkoso, that when Esav and Yaakov went their different ways, Esav went to Har Seir, and Yaakov Avinu traveled to Sukkos. Nimtza. Sheshavuos bebchinas Yitzchok, shubchinas Mincha, bechinas Yitzchok tikin tefilas Mincha. So Shavuos corresponds to Yitzchok Avinu, who is the one who initiated the tefillah of Mincha. Veze bechinas Torah mipi gvura nitna. This is why the Gemara says that the Torah was given on Har Sinai mipi hagvura, kaviyochel from the gvura of midas hagvura of Hashem. Veze koil hashoifer shel matan Torah. This is also the shofar of Matan Torah, which corresponds to the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. She'oz mazkiren Matan Torah bebirchas ha-shofreis. We know that in the Shmoneh Esrei of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, we go into a whole major discussion about Matan Torah. In the bracha of shofreis, where we say, At she'ato negleisa banan kvoidechol har Sinai, you Hashem revealed yourself in your glorious cloud on Mount Sinai, etc., etc. Shekol ze b'chinas shofar shel Eloi shel Yitzchok. All of this is tied into the shofar, which reminds Hashem of the ram that replaced Yitzchok Avinu in the Akedah, as is mentioned in the Zohar HaKadosh. Ki shvuas zman matan Torah hu b'chinas chidush olam. Because shvuas also represents the concept of chidush olam, when the world was renewed. Ki nechshav kilu oz nivroi l'michodosh, because the Torah tells us that on Shavuos is actually when the creation of the world was complete. Ki hoylam hoya mismoiteit ad shishi besivan sheboi nitna Torah. We know that the world was unsteady, it was incomplete, until the sixth day of Sivan, when the Torah was given. Kimo shomra zal, as the Gemara says, al posuk nemoigim eretz v'chol yoishveho, onoichi tikanti amudeho selo. Ukimo shomra zal, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, al posuk yoim hashishi v'yichulu ashmai v'oretz, on the sixth day, heaven and earth were completed, that the Gemara says that yoim hashishi over there refers to shishi besivan, the sixth day of Sivan, 2,448 years later, Sheboi Nitna Torah, when the Torah was given on Har Sinai, and that's when the world, the creation was completed. Vayechulu Hashemayim, Voretz. Ubriya Soilom, Hual Yidei Bechinas Anal, Shua Yidei Shemeir Oirein Soif, Umetzamtzum Anoisei, Bechinas Tzimtzum Anal. And as we explained earlier, the creation of the world was brought about by Hashem revealing light and then pulling it back, constricting it. Umizgabrim lahamshich chokhmah slev lahagbar machshavos tovos lahamachshavos ra'os. And the concept of the creation that takes place inside of an individual person, by the person trying to draw intelligence into their heart and to overcome, to replace their bad thoughts with good thoughts. Lahagbar yetzer tov al yetzer hara, to strengthen the Yetzer Tov against the Yetzer Hara, v'lavoid es Hashem b'midos b'maisim tovim, and to serve Hashem in a controlled manner, ad sheyizgal ha'malchus yizbaruch lein kol b'olam, resulting in a final revelation of the glorification of Hashem's kingdom. Shekol zeh b'chinas matan Torah, this is all the concept of what was taking place at Matan Torah. She'oz nizgale malchusei yizborach le'ein koil ponim b'ponim. That's when everybody, all of Klal Yisrael, saw the revelation of Hashem's kingdom, Hashem's power. Ve'oz huzaru b'yoyser ala tzimtzumim kanal. And that's why at Matan Torah, we find the Torah spelling it out very clearly how critical this concept of tzimtzum is, this concept of control. Shezeu bechinas azhoras penyer sulalo yisul Hashem. This is the warning that Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu, warned the Jews not to dare cross the line. They shouldn't dare try to go up the mountain. Shehizro yisumal zeh mo'oid koidem Maisa ubashas Maisa. Hashem warned the Jews about this before Matan Torah and during Matan Torah. Kama Shapirish Rashi Shamba Parsha, as Rashi Kodesh explains there. Vechein Hizroisum al Kedusho Precious. And Hashem also warned them about keeping themselves holy and pure, separating themselves from their wives for a 3-day period. Kama Shakosa, as the Pasuk says, Heyu nechoinim l'shloisha sayomim. Prepare yourself for 3 days. Shezeu b'chinas kedusha samachshova. This is the concept of purifying one's mind. Sheikar kedusha samachshova hi b'tai v'azois. We know the main purification and holiness of the mind is related to this item, purity between men and women. Main purification and holiness of the mind is related to this item, purity between men and women.